a $12 million provincial project to give Revelstoke's Westside rest area off the Trans-Canada Highway a makeover could get rolling this October and be finished a year later, the BC government says. In a presentation to City Council Tuesday, July 22, the Ministry of Transportation and Transit, MOT, provided a promising, albeit delayed, update on its enhancement plans for the Revelstoke rest area tucked between the Revelstoke Bridge and Westside Road. Regional Project Manager Tim Dyer told Council that this project update has gotten pushed back as MOT struggled to secure construction funding, though design work and other planning have continued behind the scenes for almost 2 years. As currently planned, the renovated rest area will provide 20 vehicle stalls, brighter lighting, extra stalls for food trucks and improved right and left-hand turning lanes at the intersection of Westside Road, Highway 23 and Highway 1 to foster greater safety. Custom-designed, full-flush washrooms that use non-potable water will feature 4-foot overheads to protect visitors from snowfall. A well has already been drilled in the area to supply the washrooms, Dyer said, and Crown land across Westside Road is being converted to a septic field for wastewater disposal. He mentioned stakeholder conversations had brought home the need for a safer rest area, especially at night, via better lighting and washroom locations. MOT will also repave Highway 1 for 2 kilometers west of the Revelstoke Bridge, and connect the rest area to the bridge by building a mobility device accessible pathway down and around it. Dyer said BC Hydro is even planning to provision commercial electric vehicle chargers at some point down the road, which would add to Revelstoke's EV charging infrastructure that's largely centered well off the highway along Victoria Road. We have made provisions for some wider stalls for the infrastructure to accommodate EV charging. Dyer explained, we're going to pre-duct everything so that they don't go in 5, 7, 8 years from now and pack up all the asphalt, make a big mess. For when highway closures occur, particularly in winter, emergency rollover curbs added along the rest area will open to allow row upon row of semi-trailers to line up. Dyer said this feature will fit up to 120 vehicles, though he didn't clarify for what vehicle size. Mayor Gary Sulls shared his main concern of westbound motorists sometimes crossing a double yellow line to turn left under the bridge, instead of pulling into the rest area on the right and using the Westside Road Highway 23 Highway 1 intersection to turn around. I'd like to see that left-hand turn off, blocked off so we keep people safe, Sulls said. I came back from a tour out at the landfill site this morning, saw a tourist making a U-turn directly in front of the bridge, and was just blown away. Dyer said his team will look into obstructing that left turn, with an intervention that also doesn't impede winter maintenance operations on Highway 1. Cown. Tim Palmer asked how the rest area can be managed year-round given that it's become a de facto campground, to which Dyer replied MOT has no easy solution despite many conversations about the issue. We don't have any way to enforce people from not camping, Dyer said. We can put up signs, we can have commercial vehicle safety and enforcement come over and try to shuffle them along, but we really don't have a hammer to do anything about it. All said and done, he earmarked the construction contract for the rest area improvements coming in at $12 million to $12.5 million, excluding design and administration costs. MOT projects having a completed design by mid-August, advertising for contract bids late August, awarding a contract late September, and running construction from this October until October 15, 2026. Dyer noted it's important to get as much construction done as possible before the snow flies, but also critical to complete the clearing and grubbing before spring, when birds start nesting and post environmental concerns. Still, finishing these enhancements in 12 months is very achievable, very realistic in the nature of the work, and by allowing some leeway and providing a little bit more time to construct, we hope to get better bid prices, he said.